individual, please.
Item 850, request of Scott Robinson to address council regarding Portland Police Department.
Good morning and welcome.
Hi, my name is Scott Robinson. I'm here today to talk to you about my experience with the Portland Police Bureau. After I was viciously assaulted and severely injured, my jaw was broken. They call it a Lefort 2 facial fracture. And the police officer called to make a report at my request. Officer asked, "Do you really think it will make a difference?" I asked why. He said, "My partner saw you on your front porch yelling at drug dealers going by." Well, just then I realized that the investigation was over, or rather wasn't going to be investigated. The police officer then showed my ID to his partner, and in fact, I was the wrong person, being identified as the person on the front porch. He forgot to include that it was a vape that he used to strike me 5 times in my face. Then by activating my vape, he burned my thigh so badly that I have varicose capillaries. I'm done. This has brought me great fear in my life, not only that my assailant is still out among the general population in Northwest Downtown Pearl District, but I'm even more fearful of the Portland Police Bureau because of all the complaining and work I've had to do to try to get justice. I don't even have the right to be seen before a judge to rule out a Measure 11 crime because it has already been made by the Portland Police Bureau Central Precinct.
Thank you for your testimony, and I want to bring to your attention an avenue that you may or may not be aware of. For purposes just like this, there is an independent review process that is completely separate from the City Council and separate from the Portland Police Bureau. I would encourage you to go to the third floor and visit the auditor's office, and they can introduce you to the independent police review process, and you can file with them. They conduct completely separate independent investigations.
Yes, it's been done, and it was too late, so it's been forwarded to the chief.
Very good. Okay, thank you. Thanks. Could you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Laquita Lanford, and good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. Scott and I work at Urban League of Portland, and Scott is a client of ours. And during this incident, which was probably about a year ago, when he came down to the Urban League for seeking some sort of resolution or just some information, the information that I provided was exactly what you had just provided to him. I contact Irene. I'm a previous member of the COAP. I was one of the first persons to be on that that board and that committee, and so I'm very familiar with a lot of the processes just, you know, throughout that time. And I felt discouraged as well with Scott because he was very much not feeling that he can be able to be out in community. And so I tried my best. I kept running into some of the snags through the process, and therefore we weren't able to get a resolution. So this has been going on about a year. When he reached out to me to advocate for him and speak with him today, I agreed to do that because I know how traumatizing that it is. I work as a housing advocate every single day within our community. I'm on the ground, so I hear and see a lot of things, and I just know that the engagement with our Portland police is not, it's just not a fair shot when you're trying to get some resolution with anything that needs to happen. There's too many processes, too many barriers.
It can be daunting. And Scott, if you wouldn't mind, if you feel comfortable, and it's certainly up to you, the gentleman over there is Mustafa. He works with me. If you'd like to leave your contact information, I'd be happy to have a follow-up conversation with you. Great, that's helpful.
Thank you.
Great, thank you both. The consent agenda, Carla, if any items have been pulled.
Yes, we've got a request for 859.
Very good. Please call the roll on the remainder.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The consent agenda is adopted.